Okay, good evening. We are on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Bet. Yesterday we started the Mishnah. We'll just breeze through it again. We spoke about the disagreements, the poskim. Says the Gemara. It says the Mishnah. מי שמתו מוטל לפניו פטור מקריאת שמע ומן התפילה ומן התפילין ומכל מצוות האמורות בתורה. נושאי המיטה וחילופיהן וחילופי חילופיהן, עת שלפני המיטה ועת שלאחר המיטה. עת שלפני המיטה צורך בהן פטורים ועת שלאחר המיטה צורך בהן חייבים. הם נפשטים מן הראשונים?
3.
ואלו ואלו פטורים מן התפילה. Why? Because that's only מדרבנן, so even if you're unnecessary, you're still פטור מן התפילה. קברו את המת וחזרו. אם יכולים להתחיל ולגמור עד שלא יגיעו לשורה, יתחילו, ואם לאו, לא יתחילו. העומדים בשורה פנימיים פטורים, והחיסונים חייבים, says the Gemara. This is where we left off yesterday. מוטל לפניו אין...
ה?
עיין שם, אתמול. That's why we record ourselves. ברוך אתה, אדוני, נוכל עולם שעה כל יום בדברו. דע מה למעלה ממך, עין רואה ואוזן שומעת, וכל מעשיך בטלפון מוקלטים. So he says, says the Gemara. Yeah? What's my story?
I like the haircut.
Shkoyach, תודה רבה. שם ישראל, תודה. So he says, תודה.
Thank you.
Okay. מוטל לפניו אין, ושאינו מוטל לפניו לא. When we say that the onen is patur, that's only if the deceased is physically in front of him. Not if it's not in front of him. Urminhi, there is a contradictory baraita. What does it say? Mi shemeto mutal lefanav, ochel bevayit acher. V'im en lo bayit acher, ochel bevet chaviro. Preferably, if a person has a deceased before him, should go eat in a different room. If he doesn't have a different room, bilshon chazal, usually bayit doesn't necessarily refer to a house, it refers to a room. It's disrespectful to eat in front of the mit. Now, if he doesn't have a different room, v'im en lo bayit acher, ochel bevet chaviro, v'im en lo bet chaviro, ose mechitza ve'ochel. If he doesn't have a friend that he can go to, what should he do? Build a mechitza in front of the deceased and eat there. V'im en lo davar la'asod mechitza, machzir panav ve'ochel. Which means if he can't make a mechitza, ma ya'aseh? Turn around, at least he'll face the opposite direction from the mit and eat. And now says the Baraita, ve'eno mesev ve'ochel, ve'eno, which means that he cannot lean. They used to lean while eating. That's derech hashivut. That's also that's disrespectful. Ve'eno ochel basar, ve'eno shote yain, ve'eno mevarech, ve'eno mezamen, no brachot rishonot, no zimun, ve'en mevarchin alav. Nobody makes brachot for him either, although he can't do it himself. Ve'en mezamenin alav, and he cannot be part of a zimun. Ufatun mikriat shema, umin atafila, umin atafilin, umikol mitzvot amurot b'torah. That's on weekdays. Talking about aninut of weekdays. Uv Shabbat, mesev, ve'ochel basar, ve'shote yain, umvarech, umzamen, umvarchin alav, umzamenin alav, ve'chayav b'chol mitzvot amurot b'torah. Shabbat is obviously the exception here. Why? Because since there's nothing that he can do with the mit on Shabbat, so Shabbat is mafkia et ha'aninut.
Is this a mit?
Huh? No, no, no.
He's a regular stand guy.
No, relative.
Oh, this is a relative.
This is one of the Shiva Krovin, yeah. So Shabbat is mafkia et aninuto. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, mitoch shenitchayev ba'elo, nitchayev bechulan. Which means, one second. What does... Rashbag say, he says, since he became chayav in all of these things, he becomes chayav in all of the mitzvot. Says the Gemara, what do you see from this baraita? We're going to get there in a second, but let the baraita finish. Ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan mai benayhu, didn't the Tanakama and Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel say the same thing? Tanakama said, b'chol mitzvot ha'amurot b'torah. And Rashbag said, since he's chayav in all of these mitzvot, he's chayav in everything. Isn't that basically saying the same thing as Tanakama? Says the Gemara, ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan mai benayhu, tashmish amita ika benayhu. What's the difference between Tanakama and Rashbag? Tashmish amita. Tashmish amita is b'sin'ah, like we said yesterday. According to Rashbag, if a person's onin b'shabbat and his wife's lel tvila or any other ona, right, is on that night, what's the halakha according to the Chachamim? No. מה שאין כן according to רבן שמעון בן גמליאל, since you're chayav in those mitzvot, what happens to you're chayav in everything, including תשמיש המיטה, עונה. What do you see from this baraita? Rabbi Shlaim is asking the Gemara's question. Katani mihat patur mikriyat shema umin atefila umin atefilin umikol mitzvot amurot batorah. The baraita spoke about a case what? If you have another room to go to, you go to another room. If you don't have another room to go to, you go to your friend's house. Hey.
What does it say house?
No. Bilshon Chazal, bayit means room. So, but anyway, and if you don't have another room, if you're living in a studio, right? So where do you go? You go to your friend's house. Excuse me, when you go to your friend's house, do you bring the mit with you?
No.
And yet, what does the baraita say? Still patur from everything, from kriyat shema and tefillin and everything. So what about our original assumption? Oh, you mean to tell me only when it's physically in front of you? What do you see from the baraita? No. So why does it say mishe mito mutal lefanav? Kind of lashon is that?
What do you think? Mitzvah is a shomer, no? At that point, even if it's on Shabbat?
No.
You just sleep? You different. Just leave it be?
Yeah, you can't do anything anyway. Can't do anything.
It's not disrespectful to the mat.
You're watching it, but there's not much you can do. Can't move him, can't do anything for him, can't bury him. He's mukteh. Can't, mamish, you're disconnected from the mit on Shabbat. Now, even if he dies on Shabbat, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat says that if he either, let's say, he's somewhere disrespectful to the mit, or if he's beginning to stink and you need to move him out of the sun, you just can't pick him up and move him because he's mukteh. Ali de kikar, tinok, whatever, there's different ways, but he's mukteh. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa, Tirgema amachzir panav ve'ochel. Rav Papa says, must be that the only time he's patur, mikrat shema, tefillin, kol mitzvot amurot b'torah is when? Only when he's in front of him and when he's turning away. Or, what else? If he puts a mechitza, but only when he's mamash in front of him. But if he has to go to another room, or if he goes to his friend's house, what would be the halacha according to Rav Papa? You'd be chayav in the mitzvot. That's how Rav Papa understands the baraita and our Mishnah. However, what?
Why is he saying it patur?
Only b'fanav, because of zilzul. But if it's not there, no. Rav Ashi amar, kevan shemutal alav lekovro, kemutal lefanav dame. Rav Ashi says, no, you're patur in front of him. You're patur on top of him, under him, to the sides, anywhere else. Why? Because since he's your responsibility to bury, anywhere you go is considered what? In front of him. שנאמר, there's a pasuk, ויקום אברהם מעל פני מתו, ונאמר, ואקברה מתי מלפניי. He says, I will bury my dead before me. What do we learn from that pasuk? כל זמן שמוטל עליו לקוברו, כמוטל לפניו דמי. We see that what? As long as it is incumbent upon him to bury him, what do you see? It's considered מוטל לפניו. והלכה כדברי רב אשי. We're going to see soon. Now, so what do we just say? First step in the Gemara was a relative, whether it's physically in front of him or not. What's the din? Patur baninuto. Vayter says the Gemara, meto in aval meshamero la. This only applies if it's his relative, if it's his dead, but not if he's guarding it. Vatanya, there's a baraita, hamshamiret amit, afal pisheno meto, patur mikra shema, min atefila, min atefilin, mikon mitzvot amurot betorah. Meshamero, afalpi, sheno meto. Meto, afalpi, sheno, meshamero. What do you see from this baraita? The Gemara says you're right. It's not only when the person is his dead, it's his relative, one of the Shiva Akrovim. Even if you're a random guy, but you're a shomer, what's the halachavi? Says the Gemara?
Patur.
Okay? Now, says the Gemara, so what do we learn thus far? Meto, shamero, in. So we learned the patur of the relative. We learned the ptur of the shomer. Aval mehalech bevet hakvarot la. Let's say you're a random guy, and you didn't lose anybody, and you're not watching any dead. You're just walking in a cemetery. So that would be mutar. Ve'atanya, there's a baraita. Lo yehalech adam bevet hakvarot utfilin berosho ve'ser fetorah bizra'o ve'kore v'im osekin over mishum lo'eg larash cheref osehu. Which means that we see from here a person walking in the Bet HaKeverot can't walk with his tefillin, holding a Sefer Torah, or reading Kriyat Shema. Why is that? Because that is lo'eg larash. It's considered mocking the dead people who don't have the opportunity anymore to perform these mitzvot. So he says, Ela, what do you see from here? Hatam toch arba amotu de asur, chutz la arba amot chayav. Walking in a cemetery, if it's not meto, and he's not a shomer, just walking in a cemetery, when are all of these things asur? Only within 4 amot of the grave. However, outside of 4 amot of the grave, what's the halacha? Chayav. Now, if you see, the Gemara says chayav. However, there is the Rif and the Rosh hold, not, they change the girsa a little bit, not chayav, ela shareh. What's shareh? Permissible. Which means, we're going to see in the poskim, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, there's a big difference between chayav and allowed. We're going to see soon. Now,
Shomer, does he have the same halacha of Milchanai? Like a
no. Because if it's not his relative, and the only way to be a Shomer is if you're in his presence. Mm-hmm. We're going to see soon, what are you protecting him from? Okay, there's Kabbalistic stuff, but according to the Gemara, what are you protecting him from? The Gemara says mice. Anyway, Bekitzur, but let's see. Top. Okay.
Also possible.
Anything's possible. So, the Amar Mor, Met Tofes Dalet Amot Lekriat Shema, Hacha Chutz LeDalet Amot Nami Patur. Over there, with regards to Kriat Shema, the Met, when you walk, not only Bet HaKvarot, the same halacha is with regards to Bet HaKvarot, and even let's say you're not in a procession, you're walking next to a dead body, and it's time for Kriat Shema. Within Dalet Amot of that dead body, can't say. Why? For the same reason of Lo'eg LaRash. Let's see some Rashi in Teisvis, yeah? Says Rashi, back on Yudzan Amud Bet, she'eno mutal lefanav kegon shu bebayit echad v'amet bebayit acher. Ochel bebayit acher, denira ki lo'eg larash. Ve'eno mesev kederech hamsubin b'chashivut al tzidu asmalit uv'mita. You cannot recline because that's considered disrespectful. Pay very close attention to the next Rashi. Okay, short but mighty. Ve'eno mevarech, you don't make brachot. Who are we talking about? Onen. Ve'eno tzarich levarech birkat amotzi. Says Rashi what? You don't need to make Birkat HaMotzi. Mashma from Rashi, that if you want to, you may. You know who's on Rashi's side?
Rambam.
Rambam, yeah. You know who's against them? Kimat all the other Rishonim. Aval nireh, tov. Aval mikol makom, says, we have to see some Tosfot, yeah. Says the next Rashi, ve'eno mezamen, eno tzarich levarich Birkat HaMazon. Once again, Lashon av eno tzarich. Next Rashi on the top Yudchet, ve'en mevarchin alav, en tzarich shevarchu lo acherim bevirkat alechem, ve'en mezamnim alav, en mitzterefim shlosha lezimun, tashmish amita yikabinayu lerabban shim'on chayav, avel be'ona b'shabbat. Now, katani mihat patur, it means, over here when it says avel, it means onen. Yeah? קטני מיד פטור מקריאת שם בכל ברכות, ואפילו כשהוא אוכלו בבית חברו. תרגמה להד תנה פטור, עמי שאין לו בית אחר, כאמר מחזיר פניו ואוכל, that was שיטת רב פפה. רב אשה אמר, לעולם הכולה, it's going on everything, ומתניתי נמי אפילו בבית אחר, נמי פטר לי. The Mishnah means to exempt this guy from all of the mitzvot, even when he's in a different house. The כל שמוטל עליו לקוברו, קרא מוטל לפנה, ויקום אברהם, וכתיב. והקברה מתים לפניי, והאיש עתה לב לפניו הווה. When he was talking to Bnei Chet, and he was talking about burying his dead before him, where was Sarah? Where was the deceased body of Sarah? Still in the tent, right? It wasn't with him, and yet, what did he call it? מי לפניי. Okay, Viter. משמרו אדם אחר שאינו קרובו, אלא משמרו, תופס 4 עמות לקריאת שמה שעשו לקרות בתוך 4 עמות שלא משום לועג לרש פטור מקריאת שמה משום דה עוסק במצווה.
What's the place of לועג לרש?
לועג לרש, laughing at it or making fun, poking fun at a poor person.
Why is he eating that as well?
Huh?
Because he can't eat?
Where?
אוכל בבית אחר. רשי
אין... Yes, also. It's also because they can't eat. A person's enjoying himself and the myth is there, you know, it's... He's awaiting his. He's in. He can't even get judged yet because he's not buried. Yosef Shama, vu ochel lo. Alo, the kisur lo efe. So says Teisvis.
Saying that part of the Kriyat Shema, the whole Mishnah, we're saying that that's for both reasons.
No. Both reasons, because he's patur mikol mitzvot ha'amurot b'Torah, because he's onen anyway.
And
the lo'eg larash, which is even if he wasn't an onen, even if he was bebet hakverot. Random bet hakverot, random mit. That's lo'eg larash also. Over here you have both of them combined. Now, says the Tosafot, all the way on the bottom of Yudzan Amud Bet. We're not going to see the whole thing because it's, most of it is Shaklavtaria in the Yerushalmi. Says Tosfot, Piresh Rashi, Veno Mevarech, Piresh Rashi, Veno Zakuk Levarech. You don't need to. Umashma, Mitoch Perusho, Shim Ratzah Levarech, Rashai. Miu Berushalmi Kamar, Im Ratzah Leachmir, En Shum'in Lo. The Yerushalmi, says Tosfot, vehemently disagrees with Rashi. Says what? If he wants to be Machmir, what does Yerushalmi say? Don't let him. So he says, Hil lekach nira lomar eno mevarech eno rashai levarech umfaresh birushalmi lama vekamar mipnei kvodo shel met, because of the honor of the met. Iname mipnei she'en lo mi she'isa masao, because there's nobody who can be mitasek with him. Why? Because you have to deal with him now, and this is going to prevent you from dealing with him. Okay, anyway, now the Tosfot goes into Masa Umatan in the Yerushalmi. If you skip to Daf Yudchet Amud Aleph, yeah, sorry. Bekitzur, it's about here. The last word on the line in Tosfot, it's about halfway down on Yudchet Amud Aleph in the Tosfot, Vekevan. If you have that word.
Last word on
the line? Mm-hmm. We're good? Vekevan, last word on the line in Tosfot. Yeah. Says Tosfot, Vekevan dekshumutal lefanav shayach haninut, ki mutal alav lekovro, ki mutal lefanav dami. We're proving from the Yerushalmi that, just like our Gemara said, that as long as it is incumbent upon him to bury him, what's the halacha? It says, if it is right in front of him. V'chen ipcha. Here's the chidush of Tosfot, which many poskim bring. The opposite is true too. Mi shemeto mutal lefanav ve'en alav lekovro. Let's say a person's deceased is physically right before him, but is not it's not his responsibility to bury. He's not taking care of it. Somebody else is. Eno noheg aninut, says Tosfot, there's no dine onen. V'chein mashma birushalmi, nimsal l'rabim, ochel basar v'shotei yain, nimsal l'katafim ke nimsal l'rabim. If the body was given over to the rabim to deal with, the relative is no longer considered onen, he can eat meat, he can drink wine, he's chayav b'kol ha-mitzvot ha-amurot b'torah, and the Gemara says, nimsal l'katafim, what's katafim? It's what they used to call Chevra Kadisha, the pallbearers, which means he's handing over the reins, the responsibility of burial to somebody else. Says the Yerushalmi, what's the halacha? His aninut is over. He's now avil, no more onin. And now he continues and says, Ve'al korchach, nimsal rabim rotze lomar afilu lefanav, d'i shelo lefanav, tepuk le shemiyad chala alav avilut, mishiyatza mipetach beto, v'kivan de'la chala le aninut, imken adam sheno yachol likbor meto. Based on this, a person, let's say a person dies and he can't bury the dead. Okay? Kegon adam shemet bevet ha'asurim ve'en ha'moshel manicho lekovro. Let's say a person died in jail and the governor, whoever's in charge, doesn't allow for burying that dead person. So he says what? Although the person's dead and it's right in front of him, but he can't get him out. Right? There's procedural stuff. Nira she'en chayav linhog bo aninut. Says Tesfis, there's no aninut over here. Sharei en ze mutal alav lekovro, mipnei she'eino yachol livdoto ulatzio lekivro. He says, lekovro. He says, you're not able, you don't have to be noheg aninut because you can't get him out. Kedetani b'masechet tzmachot, nitiashu be'alav milekovro, mitabelin alav, upasik minet torat aninut. Miu, be'oto shetafsu moshel gam avelut eno chayav, deladami nitiashu milekovro, sheshem eno kovro tu, אבל לאח עדיין הוא מצפה אם יוכל לעשות פשרה עם המשה להניחו לקברו. וכן מעשה דרבי אלעזר ברבי שמעון במסיעה. דפסק מצוות אנינות. Which means, what about אבלות? A person dies in jail. And you can't get him out. So we said אנינות there's not, because you can't bury him. What about אבלות? Is there אבלות or not? You might say, well, the Gemara says, נתייאשו מלקוברו, if they have no more hope of burying him, when usually avilut begins right after the burial. But if they gave up on burying him for whatever reason, what's the halacha? When does the avilut start? Immediately upon the yeush. What about the case where the guy died in jail? Says Tosfot, no, over there, it's not the avilut starts right away. There's no aninut, but avilut doesn't start yet because you can still, you know, in Arabic it's called shahwide, which means you can, you know, money talks, bribe him to get the body out, whatever it is. So over there you have to wait for the actual burial for Avilut to start. And Tosfot ends with an anecdote about Rabbeinu Tam. ומעשה שמתה אחותו של רבנותם בשבת, והודיעו לו במוצאי שבת בעיר אחרת, ואכל בשר ושתה יין, ואמר, כיוון שיש לבעל שחייב בקבורתה, אינו אסור בבשר ויין, ואפשר שגם רבנותם, אם היה בעיר עצמו, היה מקל מאותו הטעם. רבנותם sister passed away on Shabbat. His תלמידים told him only on מוצאי שבת, and immediately when they told him, he ate meat and drank wine, which means he didn't do any aninut at all. Why is that? Because he said, it's my sister. It's not my, you know, she has a husband. The husband is obligated to bury her. Therefore, since it's not under my care to bury her, I have no din aninut. And says Tosfot, based on this svara, it didn't matter that Rabbeinu Tam was in a different city. Even if Rabbeinu Tam was in the same city, and even if he was right in front of his sister, what would be the halakha?
No issue.
Still no aninut, and he would go straight to avilut, based on this many, many poskim. Maran Zichron Vrecha in Chazon Ovadia. Avilut Chelek Aleph Amut Kuf Samache brings down from many poskim achronim, Rabbi Kveger, the Yad Eliyahu, Magen Avraham, many poskim hold that, let's say, I'll give you a modern day case, a person's onen when he's involved in the kvura, right? Okay, there's a machloket, what exactly makes somebody onen, if it's because of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah, if it's because of Kvodo Shel Mit, okay. That's a different story, that's Tirdat Mitzvah. Now, but he's saying over here, what Kavanah is only by Kriyat Shema. What about all the other mitzvot? So now he's saying, so what would be the halacha if a person is involved in the kvura, and now they are transporting the mit from America to Israel, which means there's a good 10.5 hours that the guy is in cargo, and there's nothing that you can do for the mit on that plane when you're traveling with him. What's the halacha? Maran Zichron Berakha holds that although he was onen before, and he'll go back to being onen after they land, however, on the plane, Maran Zichron Berakha holds that the person is no longer an onen. He's chayav kriyat shema, chayav betfila, chayav betfilin, chayav bechol ha-mitzvot ha-amurot v'torah. Why? Because he can't do anything in his current state.
Is he avel at this time?
No. Well, he's not avel, but the din aninut that exempts him from kol ha-torah kula is off.
He can do anything.
Huh?
He's just like a...
He's obligated to do everything. Now,
what can you do if you're in a room?
Hmm?
Nothing you can do when you're in a
room. No, but you're involved. You call the Chevra Kadisha, you pick them up, you're involved, you're making decisions, you're calling, you're taking, that's called involvement. Uh-oh. On the plane, you're mamash, unless there are certain poskim that I saw, especially nowadays, that did discuss, I brought this up a few nights ago, and I think last night as well, that if you have internet access on the plane, and you are, you know, let's say email correspondence back and forth with the Chevra Kadisha, planning this, that, is that enough to exempt you? Is that enough to make you an onin and exempt you because you have an element of involvement? Aval to Maran Zichron Berakha pasak bechazon Ovadia that he is chayav bekol ha-mitzvot on the plane. To.
Earlier, didn't we compare this to the chatan? It is the tier of the mitzvot. Chatan is not involved every second of the day. It's his mind, isn't it?
It's a relentless thought.
So it's the same thing,
he's
on the plane, no? How do you
answer
that?
But aninut is a different din. Aninut is...
That also
can't
do anything in the middle of the day. No, but
that,
one
second. Yeah. That's only by Shema. What about all the other mitzvot? Now, let's see. Yeah. So, let's see the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara, yeah. Gufa. Now the Gemara, anytime the Gemara in Shas uses the word Gufa, what does it mean? Gufa is a reference to something that we mentioned before in passing, and now the Gemara is going to analyze it deeply. המשמר את המת, אף על פי שאינו מתו, פתום מקריאת שמה ומן התפילה ומן התפילין ומכל מצוות האמורות בתורה. היו שניים, זה משמר וזה קורה. וזה משמר וזה קורה. Which means, even if a person's not his relative, if a person is watching the met, פתור מכל המצוות. Why? עוסק במצווה, פתור מן המצווה. If there are two, what do you do? One watches, one goes קריאת שמה, and then they switch. Correct. בן עזאי אומר, היו באים בספינה, מניחו בזווית זו, ומתפללים. ומתפללים שניהם בזווית אחרת. בן עזאי says, no, I'll give you another example where both of them can read at the same time. If they're on a ship, they can leave the deceased in one corner, go to the other corner, turn around, and say קריאת שמה. Why is that? What's המחלוקת? מי בנייהו? אמר אבינה, חוששים לאחברים, איקה בנייהו. מור סבר חיישינן, ומור סבר לחיישינן. According to the חכמים, we're worried about mice, even on a boat. And therefore, if you're two, what do you have to do? You can't just both leave him on a boat. According to Chachamim, even on a boat, what do you have to do? Switch off. Whereas according to Ben Azai, they can both leave him. Says Rashi. Yeah. Patur mikriyat shema mishum de'osek b'mitzvah. Choshin le'achbarim. תנקם החיש לעכברים אפילו בספינה. Next גמרא, תנו רבנן. המוליך עצמות ממקום למקום, a person who is transporting bones for burial from place to place, הרי זה לא יתנם בדסקייה ויתנם על גבי החמור וירכב עליהם. Don't put it in a sack and put it on top of the donkey and sit on them. מפני שנוהג בהם מנהג ביזיון. It's a tremendous ביזיון למת. ואם היה מתיירה מפני נוכרים ומפני ליסטים, מותר. If a person is worried about, you know, goyim, listim, somebody doing something to them, and that's why they're trying to hide it, mutar. וכדרך שאמרו בעצמות, כך אמרו בספר תורה. The same thing with ספר תורה. Says Gemara, ahai, which din are we comparing ספר תורה to עצמות המת? אילם הרשע פשיטה. If we're talking about the resha, the first din, which is that you shouldn't be sitting on it, פשיטה. מגרה, ספר תורה מעצמות. Is a Sefer Torah any worse than Atzamot? If you can't be Mevazeh Atzamot, certainly you can't be Mevazeh Sefer Torah. Ela Asefa, says the Gemara, it's coming to teach us about the Sefa. What does the Sefa say? That if there's a need to do so because of Goyim or whatever, then you're allowed to. So too, you're allowed to put it, you're allowed to sit on the Sefer Torah, Lichvodo, for what?
Save
to save it, to protect it from people that you might think will damage it. Says Rashi,
digging a grave to transport
the Chida? Yeah. Tosfot says over here, "Birkav aleim, aval imafshilan la'achorav al hachamor shapir dame." You can't put it on the chamor and sit on it, but what can you do? You can throw it behind you and hold it like that. V'chin be'sefer Torah, you can do that by atzmot amet, and you can do that by sefer Torah as well. V'afilu im da'atcha le'esor sefer Torah, and says Tosfot, even if you want to disagree with me with regards to sefer Torah, aval binvi'im uchtuvim shapir dame. Midenakat sefer Torah ve'lemistaber lomar mishum shariyut ha'denochrim ve'listim dapshita demutar, delame yasur, ve'od de'behed ya'amru ba'yushan midiskiya mele'a sfarim o shayu ba'atzamot shel met, harei ze mafshilan la'achora ve'rochiv alav. So Tosfot brings down that for sure nevi'im uchtuvim is mutar to put in a sack and hold it behind you as you are riding, even if you want to disagree with me about Sefer Torah, and says the next Tosfot Ela Asefa Mishum Listim Mutar Lirkov Alehim V'Wadin La'Achorav Mutar Afilu Belo Listim. Tov. Now, says the Gemara Viter, very interesting case. Amar Chava, Amar Rav Yehuda. Chava was the name of a Chacham. He said the name of Rav Yehuda. Kol Aroha Met Ve'no Melavehu Over Mishum Lo'eg Larash Cheref Osehu. A person who sees a Levaya, a person who sees a Met being escorted and doesn't escort him as well, he is over the isur of lo'eg larash. V'im hilvahu masecharo, if you did accompany the mit, what is your reward? Amar avase, alav ha-katuv omer, malve Adonai chonen dal. It's a pasuk in Mishle, umchabedo chonen evyon, which means that when a person accompanies the dead, it's as if, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it, it's as if he accompanied me. So it's a tremendous sachar. Says Rashi, malve, no, if you're involved in the mitzvah, you're patur. We're talking about that you're walking in the way. Dalet amot. We're going to see in the Rambam. Malve Adonai chonen dal, says Rashi. Karibe malve et hamakom, mi shechonen et hadal. Who's the poor person here? Ve'en lecha dal min hamet. There's no one poorer than a dead man. Ve'amilave oto kilu milave et hamakom. Now, next Gemara, says the Gemara. Ye Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yonatan havushak ve'azle bevet hakvarot. Two friends, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yonatan, were walking through the cemetery. Havaka shadiat chelta de Rabbi Yonatan, and the tchelet of the tzitzit of Rabbi Yonatan was dragging along the graves. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rabbi Chiya, Dalyeh kedei shelo yomru lemachar bain etzlenu ve'achshav mecharefin otanu. So he says, pick up your tzitzit from the graves. Why? Because the metim might say, oh, tomorrow you're going to join us. Tomorrow you're going to die too. And right now you're laughing at us. You don't even know that you're going to die tomorrow. So he says, so that the metim don't say that to you, just do me a favor, pick up your tzitzit. And he says what? And then he says, umiyad dekulehai. Now he answers him back, Rabbi Yonatan asks Rabbi Chiya, do they really know if we're going to die tomorrow? Which means, do the metim know what goes on in this world? Ve'aketiv, ve'ametim enam yodim me'uma. The pasuk says in Kohelet, that the dead know nothing. Amar le, Rabbi Chiya told him back very sharp, Im karita lo shanita. If you learned this pasuk once, you obviously didn't do chazara. Im shanita lo shilashta. If you did chazara, you obviously didn't do it a third time. Im shilashta lo pirshu lecha. If you learned it three times, obviously they never explained it to you. Why? You misunderstood the pasuk, he said. What? What's the pasuk? Ki achayim yod'im shiyamutu. The pasuk starts off, Ki achayim yod'im shiyamutu. Who's the chayim? Elu tzaddikim shebimitatam nikru chayim. That's a reference to tzaddikim, that tzaddikim, even when they die, what are they considered? Alive. Shneimar. How do we know that tzaddikim, even when they're dead, they're considered alive? Shneimar. Uvnayahu ben Yoyada, ben Ishchai, Rav Pe'alim, Miqavtze'el. Who hika et shene Ariel Moab, who yarad vehika et ha'ari betoch habor biyom ha'shaled. This is a pasuk in Shemuel with regards to Benayahu ben Yoyada. Now, the Gemara is going to expound this pasuk. By the way, every word in this pasuk is expounded, and the Ben Ishchai made a sefer according to each word in this pasuk, because the Ben Ishchai realized that he was a gilgul of Benayahu ben Yoyada. Interesting fact, because one time he went, when he was visiting Eretz Yisrael, and he visited the kever of Benayahu ben Yoyada, he felt something in his neshama stir. S-T-I-R. And at that point he realized, when you feel that stirring, that means that... Right. So, and that... as we say, is the rest was history. So, says the Gemara, Ben Ishchai, why does the Torah call, why does the Navi call Benayahu ben Yoyada Ben Ishchai? Atu kule alma b'nei meteninu. Is everybody else dead besides for him? Ela Ben Ishchai she'afilu b'mitato karuchai. He was such a tzaddik that even when he died, what was he? He was alive. Rav Pe'alim, Miqavtze'el, what does that mean? Shriba v'kibetz po'alim la'Torah. He increased and gathered lots of workers for the Torah, lots of talmidim. Which means that what? It means that there was no one as great as him, not in the first Beit HaMikdash and not in the second Beit HaMikdash, that was built by Moavim. Which Moavim or which descendants of Moav built the Beit HaMikdash? David and Shlomo. Right? So now, Vayter says the Gemara, V'hu yarad v'ika yata'ari betoch habor biyom ha'shaleg. What does that mean? Ika de'amre t'tavar gezize de'barda'a v'nachat v'taval. Some say that he would break ice in order to go down and be tovel, in order to be osek b'Torah. Ika de'amre de'tana sifra de'berav biyoma de'sitva. Others say that he learnt the baraita, sifra de'berav, which is midrash, Torah Kohanim, which is one of the hardest parts of the Torah Shebe'al Peh, during the Yomad Sitva, during the fall and winter seasons. This is all Benayahu. So, but what do we bring this for? This is the Gemara proving that the tzaddikim, when they are dead, are still considered very much alive. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi HaKadosh. Yeah. Dalyeh hagbihenu. לא שנית, לא חזרת עליו פעם שנית כדי שתתבונן בו. אלו צדיקים, ומה יודעים שימותו? What does it mean that צדיקים know that they're going to die? נותנים אל ליבם יום המיטה. The צדיקים constantly think about the day that they're going to die. ומושכים ידיהם מן עבירה, and that causes them to abstain from עבירות. ורשעים אינם יודעים מאומה. What does the pasuk mean that the רשעים know nothing? שעושים עצמם כי אינם יודעים וחוטאים. The רשעים make it as if they're never going to die, and as a result of that, what do? They sin. Hu hika hishpil et hashanim shel dorot mishnei mikdashim shelo haya bahem kimoto. He downgraded, insulted all of the years of mikdash rishon and mikdash sheni, in that there is nobody as great as him. Okay? Ariel, ze bet hamikdash sheneemar hoy Ariel, Ariel, kiryat channa David. Ariel is a reference to bet hamikdash. Moav, al shem shebinao David, de'atem irut ha'moaviya. Next Rashi, Yudchet Amud Bet, Gezize de Barda, Chatichot shel Barad ve'akerach shekorin glanza belaaz, ve'haynu biyom ha'shaleg, ve'nachat ve'taval lekiryo kedei la'asok v'Torah. And then he would go and dip in the water for his tumat keri so that he would be able to learn Torah.
The Tanas, huh? I'm not thinking about Ezra. This is back then.
Yeah, he was being machmir. Chumra. Yeah, that's the point. The Tana Sifra de Berav, Torat Kohanim. Okay, so now, Vayter, so if that's the case, now the Gemara revisits this Pasuk. Yeah? Oh, but before we continue, there's a tiny Tosfot over here. Ben Ishchai Atu Kule Alma says the Tosfot, Bisfarim Meduyakim, Ketiv Chai, Vekarinan Chayil, Umin Aktiv Diek Hachi, Shelo Ketiv Chayil El Chai. In the Navi it says ben, it's written ben ish chai, chet yud, but how is it pronounced when you're reading it? Chayil. Okay? With an extra lamid. And the Drasha of the Gemara is going on the kri, on the ktiv and not on the kri. And by the way, the ben ish chai wrote two separate Sfarim, one ben ish chai and one ben ish chayil. Okay, weiter. So, yeah, okay. Says yeah, says the Gemara. Anybody put a ze? Alarm? 9:20. Yeah, says Rashi. Says the Gemara, sorry. Ve'emetim enam yudim me'uma. Elu resha'im shebechayehem kiruim metim. What does that refer to? Resha'im, even in their lifetimes, they're called dead. And they know nothing. Shene'emar, ve'ata halal rasha' nesi Yisrael. Which means that's a pasuk with regards to Tzidkiyahu. And because he did things that were inappropriate, the Navi called him dead while he was still alive. V'bayit ema mehacha. How do we know that Rishayim are considered dead when they're alive? Al pi shnayim edim, o shlosha edim, yumata mit. What does it mean? The dead shall die. What does that mean? Chai hu, ela hamit me'ikaro, mikara. Which means, he's still alive, but even when he's still alive, the Torah calls him dead. Weiter.
They're going to talk about this in chapter 11 later, no?
We're talking now.
What if he tells
you? Huh?
Tshuva, still dead?
Seder. Okay, tshuva helps for everything. Bnei Rabbi Chiya nafuk lekiryata. The sons of Rabbi Chiya went to look over, to supervise work being done in their in their estates. Ayakelu talmudaihu. As a result of the work, they forgot their learning, their Torah learning. Havu kametzare leitkure. And they were having a hard time to remembering their learning. Amar lechad lechavre yada avun behay tzara. Their father Rabbi Chiya had already passed away. So one of the brothers exclaimed to the other, does our father Rabbi Chiya know how much we're suffering now as a result of forgetting our learning? Amar le'idach mina yada v'haketiv yichbedu vanav velo yada. Which means, how is he supposed to know? The Pasuk says in Iyov that the sons will get honor and he doesn't know, which means the dead people don't know what's going on in this world. Amar le'idach velo yada. Does he really not know? V'aketiv ach besaro alav yichav v'nafsho alav teival. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak kashar imma lamed kemachat bebesara chai. The pain that a dead person experiences from one worm is just as excruciating as pricking a person with a needle. So what do you see from here? They do know pain. So he answered him, Amre b'tzara didhu yad'ay, b'tzara d'achrina la yad'ay. They only know their own pain, but they don't know the pain of others. Says Gemara, Vela, really? Not? V'atanya, this is a baraita from Avot Rabbi Natan. Ma'aseh b'chassid echad shenatan dinan le'ani be'erev Rosh Hashanah b'shnei batzoret. Now, I just want a disclaimer. The following few stories in the Gemara, there are machlokot how to understand it, but we'll go according to the Ritva. Meharsha, the Rabbi Yosef Chaim, in his Sefer Ben Yoyada, they all explain that what we're about to read now is not to be understood literally. It was all in dream form. Okay, the following, there are three stories in the Gemara now. It says the Gemara, Ma'aseh b'chassid echad, shenatan dina le'ani be'ayri b'rosh Hashanah b'shne batzoret v'iknitato ishto. There was a chassid who gave his last penny on Erev Rosh Hashanah to an ani, and his wife got upset about it, and she made him crazy. Ve'alach vilan bevet hakvarot. That night, the night of Rosh Hashanah, he went and slept in the cemetery, or at least he dreamed about it. Ve'shama ashtei ruchot shemisaprot zo lazo. Here are two spirits talking to one another. Amra chad el chaverta, chaverti, bo v'nashut va'olam v'nishma me'achorei ha'pargod, ma pur'anut ba la'olam. Remember, which day was this?
Erev Rosh Hashanah.
Well, it was already Rosh Hashanah when he went to sleep. That's the day of the judgment. So one ruach told another, let's go to the place of the Shekhinah and try to hear what bad things are supposed to befall the world this year. Amra la chaverta, eni yochola sheni kvura b'machatzelet shel kanim. One of them said, I can't go because I wasn't buried directly in the ground. I was buried in a mat of reeds. So I'm not zochet to come with you close to the Shekhinah. Ela l'chi'at. Uma she'at shoma'at imri li. You have to go alone. Whatever you hear, come back and tell me. Halchahi v'shata uva'a v'amra la chaverta. Chaverti, ma shama'at me'achorei ha'pargot? She came back, she said, what'd you hear? Amra la shama'ati shekol ha'zorea b'rvi'a rishona barad malkei oto. Rashi is going to say that there are three revi'ot, three planting seasons of the winter season, and this ruach heard that anybody who plants during the first planting season of the year, barad would strike it down, barad would destroy it. And remember, this chassid is hearing all of this. Halachu v'zara birvi'a shniya shel kol ha'olam kulo laka shelo lo laka. He went and he planted during the second planting season. The entire world's produce was destroyed. His was spared. L'shana acheret halach v'lan b'vet ha'kvarot. It doesn't say if he got into a fight with his wife the next year. But the next year, he went back. Huh? Okay, let's say. Huh?
Insider trading.
Yeah, insider trading. Bidiuk. So he went back and he says, okay. ושמע אותן שתי רוחות שמספרות זו עם זו, אמרה חדה לחברתה, בואי ונשות בעולם ונשמע מאחורי פרגוד מה פורענות בא לעולם. אמרה לה, חברתי, לא כך אמרתי לך, איני יכולה שאני קבורה במחצלת של קנים. אלא לכי את, ומה שאת שומעת, בואי ואמרי לי. הלכה ושעת אהובה ואמרה לה, חברתי, ואמרה לחברתה, חברתי, מה שמעת מאחורי הפרגוד? אמרה לה, שמעתי שכל הזורע ברביעה שנייה שידפון מלכה אותו. She heard this year that anybody who plants during the second planting season, planting period, is going to be struck by... Shidafon is... what do they translate?
Blasted by...
Blasted, winded, like dried out. So he says, Halach v'zara birvi'a rishona. So what if you do that year? He planted during the first period. Shel kol ha'olam kulo nishdaf. Everybody's was dried out. V'shelo lo nishdaf. It wasn't dried out. Amra lo ishto, mipnei ma ishtakad shel kol ha'olam...
How come the rain would not mess up the first one as well?
Rashi explains why not. Amra lo ishto mipnei ma ishtakad shel kol ha'olam kulo laka v'shelcha lo laka v'achshav shel kol ha'olam kulo nishdaf v'shelcha lo nishdaf. She realized that something was off here. How come you were spared from, you know, these natural disasters 2 years in a row? סך לכל הדברים הללו, he told the whole story, אמרו, לא היו ימים מועטים עד שנפלה קטטה בין אשתו של אותו חסיד ובין אמא של אותה ריבה. Which means, after he told her all the information, I guess this lady was a little bit of a tough cookie, and the mother, she got into a fight with one of the mothers of one of these dead girls. And then what? In the heat of the argument, what did she say? אמרה לה, this wife, לכי וערך ביתך שקבורה במחצלת של קנים. You know, let me show you, you're so bad, I'll show you even that your daughter is buried in a machzelet shel kanim. Inside information. Ooh. L'shana acheret halach v'lan b'vet ha'kvarot. He's trying his luck the third time. V'shama otan ruchot shemsaprot zo im zo. Amra la chaverti bo v'nashut ba'olam v'nishma me'achora pargod ma'puranut ba la'olam. Amra la chaverti hanicheni. Dvarim shebeni levenach kvan nishme'o ben ha'chaim. Said, this year I'm not willing to do it anymore. The living know. The living are among us. Right, Bekitzur, what do you see from here? Says the Gemara, Alma Yad'eh. What do you see from here? Do the dead know what's going on among the living or not? You see from here that, yeah.
You can also say, Lo Yad'eh. But she didn't know.
Only when
she's
not.
No, but she found out, whatever, so she knew about it. So says the Gemara, Dilma, Ine Shachrin, Ashachiv, Ve'azil, Ve'amal Lehu. Says the Gemara, you don't have a raya from that story that the dead know what's going on with the living, because it could be that there's a new dead person who just passed away recently and came and told her in Olam HaEmet. So you have no raya that she knows what's going on among the living. Tashema, we're trying to prove the same thing. Diz'ire hava mafkid zuze gabe ushpezechite. Ze'ire, one of the Amoraim, deposited money by his hostess. There was an innkeeper who was a lady, and he deposited money with her. Ad atev azil leberav shechiva. So, she was his hostess. He went to learn. By the time he came back, she died. He wants to claim his money. She died. Ma'osim. Azal batra lechatzar mavet. So he said, you know what? Where am I? Went to track her down. Where'd he go? To her grave. Amar la zuzehecha. Where's my money? Amra le zil shaklinu metuta. Mituti betzinura dedasha beduch pelan. She said, "Go. It's in the hole of the threshold of the house where the door turns. There used to be like a bar that the door was hinged on, and it used to be in a hole. So she said, I hid it in that hole. Go take it from there. Ve'ema leleima teshader li masrekai ve'govtai dekuchla behade planita deatia lemachal. And once you're at it, please tell my mother to send my comb and a tube of eyeshadow for a certain friend of mine that's going to die tomorrow. She's going to need it. Which means what? Alma yad'e. They know. Right? So now what do we see? So says the Gemara. No, the Gemara is doche that as well. Dilma Duma kadimu machriz lehu. Duma is the name of a malach that is in charge, that is appointed to in charge of all of the dead people. And before a person dies, so in Shamayim, Duma makes an announcement, Ploni is dropping dead tomorrow. So, whatever it is, so it's not a raya that they know, maybe she just heard the announcement in Shamayim from Duma. One more try, says the Gemara. Ready? Says the Gemara, Tashema, Deavu Adi Shmuel, Havu Kamefakde Gabe Zuze Diatme. Avu Adi Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, interesting, throughout all of Shas, he's not called by his own name. What's he called? Shmuel's father. Although he was a tremendous Talmid Chacham in his own right, but his claim to fame was what? The fact that he was Shmuel's father. Anyway,
No name.
No, he had a name, but that's what he was referred to. That was his Tor Kavod. His Kavod was? Father of Shmuel. Anyway, Bekitzur, so he says what happened. He was a keeper for money to be distributed to Yetomim. Kinach Nafshe, Lav Shmuel Gabe. When he passed away, Shmuel, his son, wasn't with him. Havu Kakarile, Bar Achil Zuzed Yatme. They started calling Shmuel the son of the person who spends the Yetomim's money. Ya'anema, they started insulting him. Azala batre lachatzar mavet. So he went to his father's graves. Amar lehu ba'ina abba. So he asked the neshamot, I want to speak to Abba. By the way, his father's name was what? Abba. So he says, Amru le abba tuva ikahacha. There's many abbas over here in this in the olam neshamot. Amar lehu ba'ina abba bar abba. He says, I want Abba, the son of Abba. Amru le abba bar abba name tuva ikahacha. There's a lot of Abba Bar Abbas here too. Amalu ba'ina Abba Bar Abba Avu Adi Shmuel. I want Abba Bar Abba, the father of Shmuel. Hecha Amrule, Hecha, where is he? Amrule salik lemitivta dirki'a. They told him you have permission to ascend to the heavenly yeshiva. This is all Shmuel, and according to the Mefarshim, he was dreaming. Ad achi chaziel levi diativa barai. In the meantime, as he was going up to the heavenly yeshiva, Shmuel saw his friend Levi, who was sitting on the outside of the ma'agal of the neshamot. Amar le, amay yatavt abarai? Why are you sitting on the outside? Ma'ita amal asalakt? Why don't you go into the yeshiva? Amar le, de amri li kol kihanach shene de la salikat lemtivta de Rabbi Afas v'achlishte ledaate lama aylenan lach lemtivta dirkia. There was a certain chacham, his name was Rabbi Afas, and Levi didn't want to go to his yeshiva for X amount of years, and that caused this chacham tremendous amount of tzar. And they said, that you were mitza'ir this chacham by not going to his yeshiva, you're not going to go into the heavenly yeshiva either. Okay? Adach v'achi atavua. In the meantime, I guess they paged his father from the olam neshamot. Chazieh de'ava kabache v'achich. He saw his father cry and laugh. Amar le, "Mai ta'ama kabachit? Why are you crying?" Amar le, "De le'agal ka'atit." What's le'agal? Ba'agala uvizman kariv. What does that mean? Quickly, fast. Soon enough, you're going to be here. Ya'ana is telling him what? What did Avu Adi Shmuel tell the son? You're going to die. "Mai ta'ama achichat?" So he says, "So why are you laughing?" De chashivat behaya al matuva. He says, "Why? Because you're extremely important in olam ha'emet." Amar le, I chashivna ne'ailuha le'levi. He says, if I'm that important, what was the first thing? Executive privilege. He said, if I'm that important, what do I want to do?
Let Levi in.
Ve'ailuha le'levi. And they let him in. Amar le, so now he cut to the chase. What did Shmuel come for? Where's the money? Amar le zuze diatmehecha, where's the money? Amar le zil shaklinhu be'amta derechaya. Go, it's in the storage house of the mill. Ilae v'tata'e didan. The top bundle of money and the bottom bundle of money are ours. Umitza'e diatme. And the middle bundle is the etomim's. Amar le maita amavad tachi. Shmuel asked his father, why'd you do that? Amar le, look how much of a tzaddik he was. And people were making fun of him, you see? You do favors for people. You serve the public, right? You give it your all. And what do people do about you? Bad Matthew, backstab you. Amar le, I ganuve ganve mignevu mididan. If it gets stolen, the first things that the ganavim encounter, top and bottom, they'll steal ours, not the yetomim's. I achla ra'a, achla mididan. If it gets swallowed up by the earth, what will get swallowed? Ours, not theirs. So what do you see from this story? Alma, diad'e. What do you see from here? Huh?
That they know the pain.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
His father, they don't know.
What? No. Rashi says, "Mi chashuv ben achayim." No. No. The fact that he knew that that his son's going to die.
Ah.
Yeah? Okay, weiter.
Did he die the next day?
No. Oh, Tosfot. Okay. Now, it says... No, it doesn't say next day. It doesn't say next day. It said soon. Now, says the Gemara... Dil mashan yishmuel kevan dechashiv kadme umachreze panu makom. Which means, you have no ra'ayah from Shmuel, maybe because he was so important, even way before, or slightly before he died, Tosfot says you can't say Duma, because Duma only comes to announce the day before. And that's only for, over here it's talking about Pinu Makom, that he was a tzaddik, so it can't be talking about Duma, because he was so important in Shamaim, they started announcing even way before. So over there, once again, we have no re'ayah that the Metim, no. Okay, Vayter says the Gemara, ve'af Rabbi Yonatan hadarbe, even Rabbi Yonatan, whose tzitziot were dragging on the graves, he changed his mind. De'amar, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, amar Rabbi Yonatan, minayin lemetim shemesaprim ze'im ze, how do we know that the metim talk to one another? Shene'emar, v'yomer Adonai elav, zot ha'aretz asher nishba'ati le'Avraham, li'Yitzchak u'li'Yaakov, lemor. Right, this is Hashem talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, my lemor, what do you mean lemor? You're talking to Moshe. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Lech emor lahem leAvraham leYitzchak uleYaakov shevua shenishbaati lachem kvar kiyamtiha livnechem. When Am Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell Avraham, Yitzchak veYaakov that what? The shevua that I made to you, I fulfilled it because Bnei Yisrael entered. V'yisam kada'atach de la yada'e ki amar lehu mai have. If you think that if, as we understood originally, that they don't know what's going on with the living, what does it help to tell them? They have no clue that it's happening. They don't understand. The only thing that they understand, the dead people understand in Olam HaEmet, is what?
Their own
tzad. So what do you see from here? That they know. They can understand what's going on in the world. So says the Gemara, Elamai diyadae. Says the Gemara, they know. But now the Gemara says, what? If they know, Elamai diyadae. Lama lele memar lehu. If they already know, so why do you have to send Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them? Says the Gemara, "Lachzuk ele tibuta leMoshe," in order to give credit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to take credit for Am Yisrael entering. So it seems from Maskanat HaGemara that the Metim do indeed know what's going on with the Chayim, and that's why it is brought down. I don't remember where I saw it, but it is brought down that it's customary if a person has relatives, especially parents, it's customary for a person making a simcha like a chatuna. It's customary, some edot have the custom to go to their graves and invite them to come down to the chupa, because according to Maskanat HaGemara, they're not only dealing with their own stuff, they participate and know about what's going on in this world as well.
And
so,
if you don't
know
what they want.
Okay, anyway, Bekitzur, says Rashi, yeah? Interesting stuff, yeah? Let's talk. What's the matter?
The
raya
that
you,
obviously not
because
you're
holy,
but
yeah.
Keeping your kick out when you're not in the grave.
Femeod, Shulchan Aruch. Now, Vayter, everything's a raya to everything. You just have to find where. Okay? Now, says Rashi, what did Rav Chaim say? Don't finish Shas. No Shas. Okay? Now, as follows.
Rabbi.
1 second. This we did. Rashi we did over here. This we did. Okay. Rashi over here. The Tana. This we did. Halal Rasha. Al Tzidkiyahu Omer. Ve'adayin bimeh Yechezkel Chai. Haya ve'koreu Halal. Yechezkel called Tzidkiyahu a Halal Rasha. And dead. Although he was still alive. Lekarita. Leitasek ba'avodat achuzatam. To deal with the work of their estate. Ayakir Talmudaihu. Which means, Ishtakach Talmudam migirsatam ayakir uchbad alei mechamat shichad. I forgot it. Tzara ditu tzar gufa mamash kegon akitzat arima, the pinch or the stabbing of the worm. Shtei ruchot shel shtei yeladot metot v'nishma ונדע מה גזרו היום פורענות בעולם, שהעולם נידון בראש השנה. הפרגוד, what is that? That's the partition. מחיצה מבדלת בין מקום השכינה. Which means that's the partition that separates between the שכינה and the נשמות. ברביעה ראשונה, יורה. Right? In, we say in קריאת שמה, יורה ומלקוש. What's that? First planting season and the later planting season. שלוש רביעות הן. There are three planting seasons. בחירה, שנייה ושלישית. ראשונה, בי"ז במרחשוון, שנייה בכף ג', שלישית בראש חודש כסלב. One on the 17th of מרחשוון, one on the 23rd, and one on ראש חודש כסלב, ברד מלכה אותו, שעתיד ברד ליפול סמוך לרביעה ראשונה. The hail falls, will fall, right after the first planting, ומה שנזרע כבר הוקשה, whatever was planted already got hard, והברד שוברו. Since it's stiff, the ברד is going to break it, והנזרע בשנייה עדיין רחו. Whatever was more recently planted by the second period is still soft, ואינו נשבר בשביל הברד. כעניין שנאמר, והפשתה והסעורה נוקטה, כי הסעורה אביב והפשתה גיבור, והחיטה והכוסמת לא נוקו, כי אפילות הנה. Which פרשה?
Next week, this week.
יפה, פרשת בעירה. Anyway, שידפון, what's it talking about? מכת? ברד. All the way at the end of the פרשה, last מכה of the week. Yeah, ויתר. It's very interesting when you see פסוקים from פרשת השבוע and what you're learning. Anyway, טוב, שידפון, מלכה הרך ואינו משדף הקשה. It dries out the soft, but it doesn't dry out the stiff. על מיד, עיית דברים האמורים בין החיים לחצר מוות לבית הקברות. בצינורה דדשה, בחור מפתן הבית, in the hole of the threshold of the house, שהדלת סובב בו, that the door is hinged on. מסרקאי, מסרק שלי, גובתה, קנה. It's a tube of eyeshadow. ובשביל שמת הילדה, אמרה כן לעוגמת נפש. She said that what? She was saying that as, you know, kind of lamenting her lot because she died when she was a girl. So, she was talking about girl stuff. What? Combs and zachen. Okay, weiter.
You say that word mascara from this word?
No, masrik. Masrik, not mascara. Masrik is a comb. Now, בהדה פלניתה דעתיה למחר לקבורה. על מיד, האם מה שעושים שידעה זו שזו גוססת ונטויה למות. She knew that she was going to die. דיל מדומה, מלאך שהוא ממונה על המתים קדים ומכריז להו עכשיו, יבוא פלוני. אבל שאר דברי החיים אינם יודעים. בעין האבא, מבקש אני את אבא כחיי שמו. אמרו להמתים, נגלו לו כאילו הם חוץ מקבריהם יושבים בעיגולה. Which means the metim appeared to Shmuel, and it looked like they were sitting outside of their graves in a circle. Chaziyeh Shmuel Levi chavero shehaya yoshev chutz leyeshiva shel shaar metim. Levi was sitting as an outcast relative to the other metim. Ki kol kiyanach shaneh, mispar ha-shanim shelo nichnasta bishivato shel Rabbi Yafas b'masechet ktubot b'ferek hanoset ha-isha. Chaziyeh Shmuel avuha dekab b'chi v'chayich. He was crying and smiling. Dil agalatit b'mhera tikaver. You're going to be buried soon. בעמתה דרחיה, כל בניין מושב, הרחיים קראו עמת הרחיים, על מי ידעה, מי חשוב בין החיים. זאת הארץ במיטת משה כתיב. ויסר כדעתך דלה ידעה, אין מבינים כלום, אלא צערה דגופה. Fine, let's see this תוספות. Last תוספות on י"ח עמוד ב', small תוספות. על מי ידעה, now תוספות is going to ask, why can't you just answer like you did before, that דומה announced. מדכאמר לעגל, once he says לעגל, which means soon, כעתית, ולמצא לשנו יהיה כדלעיל, דומה קדים, ואמר להו, דהיינו דווקא לאלתר, דומה only announces when it's right away, the next day. אבל כל כך לא היה מקדים, דהו עצמו אינו יודע. But he wouldn't do it so far in advance because he himself doesn't know. So the only way he would know is if they would, he was Adam Chashuv, and they would announce it in heaven. Let's see some halacha as follows.
At the time of the story, Lady died already?
Yes. Okay. Vaiter. Says the Rambam. Oh, I just want to add in yesterday, Reb Shlomo brought up an interesting topic we spoke about yesterday, a person who is in the middle of Elohai Netzor. And he hears Dvarim Shel Kiddusha. So according to Maran Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Chavet, Maran says that if a person is Ragil Lomar Techanunim, and nowadays we're all Ragil Lomar Techanunim of Elohai Netzor, what does Maran say you have to do? What do you do?
You could answer.
No, you have to answer like Kriyat Shema Uvirchoteha, which is Kadosh, Baruch, Baruchu, Modim Anachnu Lach, and first five aminim of Kaddish, and Yesh HaMerabah until Yidbarach. Now, Rabbi Shlomo said, what about brachot? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down only brachot of Va'el HaKadosh and Shomea Tefillah. We said that the Poskim Sfaradim, the Yalkut Yosef, Alach Abrura, Kaf Chaim, they all disagree with that, and they say that for Sfaradim, we do not answer any amens of brachot, even Ayel HaKadosh and Shomea Tefillah. However, Shlomi said, what about brachot that require 10 people to be said? For instance, what? For instance, Birkat, so the Yalkut Yosef and Alach Abrura do bring down from several Poskim, and this is actually the opinion of Maran Zichron Avracha, that any bracha which requires 10 to be said, which are, what are those brachot? Birkat Kohanim, and okay, Birkat Kohanim, Asher Kedushanu Sodah V'Tivanu, B'Kedushat Shel Aaron V'Tivanu V'Vachta Moisel Be'Ahava, Amen. Now, V'Chuneka, Amen. V'Yishmerecha, V'Chuneka, Shalom, Amen on each one, because that's also Davar Shel Kedusha that needs a Tzibur. What else? Birkot HaTorah, Tchila V'Sof, you can only make Birkot HaTorah, beginning and end, with Asara, so that you would answer as well. Good point, point taken. Huh? Chazarat HaShatz, because you pray that B'Yichidut as well.
For the
Shatz, it was Shatz. Doesn't matter. That you don't answer. Tov. Says the Rambam, ואפילו בתוך ארבע עמות של מת או בתוך ארבע עמות של קבר צריך לחלוץ תפיליו עד שירחיק ארבע עמות, which means the Rambam brings down the מסקנת הגמרא that a person must take off his tefillin within four amot of the... Now, he brings down two dinim. He says, first of all, don't walk in the Bet HaKvarot with tefillin, and when you get within four amot of the grave, what do you have to do? You have to take it off. ולא ילבש אדם תפילין עד שיחסה ערבתו וילבש בגדיו. That's a different din. הנושא מסוי על ראשו חולץ תפיליו של ראש עד שיסיר המסוי מעליו, ואפילו מתפחת... Okay, that's a different din. טוב, next Rambam. אין הלכות אבל פרק י"ד. בתי הקברות אסורים בהנאה כיצד? אין אוכלים בהן, ואין שותים בהן, ואין עושים בהן מלאכה, ולא קוראים בהן, that's קריאת שמע, ולא שונים בהן, תלמוד תורה. כללו של דבר, אין נאותין בהן, ולא נוהגין בהן קלות ראש, לא ילך אדם בתוך ארבע עמות של קבר ותפילין בידו, וסרף ותורה בזרועו, ולא יתפלל שם, ובריחוק ארבע עמות מותר. He says, however, out of four עמות, what does he say? The Rambam says, is מותר. Now, next, Rambam also brings this down, in תפילין ומזוזות, לא יוחז אדם ספר תורה בזרוע ויכנס בו לבית המרחץ או לבית הכיסא או לבית הקברות אף על פי שהוא כרוך במטפחות ונתון בתוך התיק שלו. Why? Because that is לועג לרש ולא יקרא בו עד שירחיק ארבע עמות מן המת או מבית הכיסא ולא יוכל את הספר תורה כשהוא ערום ועשו לישב על מיטה שספר תורה עליה. That's a different thing. Says מרן השולחן ערוך, אין סימן ממה סעיף א', אסור לכנוס בבית הקברות או בתוך ארבע עמות של מת ותפילין בראשו משום לועג לרש, ואם הם מכוסים מותר. You cannot go in with תפילין on within ארבע עמות. The Mishneh Berurah brings down on this din that this the same din would apply not only within ארבע עמות, but it's preferable. The Mishneh Berurah and the Yalkut Yosef also brings down the maskana that it's preferable. Many poskim say that it shouldn't be, forget about four amot, don't even walk into the confines of a cemetery with it on, even if there's no graves next to you, even if it's just, you know, plots that are designated for burial and you're in the confines of the Bet HaKvarot, do not walk in with tefillin.
Why are we making on Kibbet Tefillin?
Huh?
Why are we making on Kibbet Tefillin?
Because this is only by, this is all by Bet HaKvarot. Bet HaKvarot, which is a cemetery, a group of graves. Most, if it's a kibbut of a tzaddik in a cemetery, no difference. But many kibbut tzaddikim are not in cemeteries. Many kibbut tzaddikim are tziunim. What's tziunim? They are standalone graves. Standalone graves. All of these things are mutar. This is only asur by bet hakvarot. Weiter, yeah. That's why people do they pray by? Are there minyanim and tefillin and talit tefillin by Rashbi? He better believe it. Anyway, that's why. Now, Vayter says, Maran, Siman Ein Aleph, Asu likrot kriyat shema toch arba amot shel met, o bebet hakvarot, v'im kara, lo yatsa. If you read kriyat shema within four amot of a grave, the Mishnah Berurah says, Maran holds like the Rambam, and the Rambam holds, if you read kriyat shema, you are not yotze at all. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Ra'avad argues on the Rambam because he says at the end of the day, is this makum? Why does the Rambam say you're not yotze kriyat shema if you read a bevet hakvarot?
You're making them jealous.
Well, because it's a knas. It's a knas. It's a yeah. It's a penalty for the person, and therefore he's not yotze. The Ra'avad argues says the makum is ra'ui. He did it. He did it. He's yotze. However, the Mishnah Berurah says since it's a safik de'oraita, what do we say? person has to be machmir kedat Rambam uchdat Maran that he's not yotze and he has to repeat kriyat shema. The halacha b'Rani Elkut Yosef rule likewise. Person has to repeat kriyat shema when he leaves the cemetery, but without the brachot because sefek brachot leakel. Says Maran in Yoredi Asim Arash Pebet Ilchot Sefer Torah. Lo yochaz adam. לא יאחוז אדם ספר תורה ויכנס בו לבית הכיסא או לבית המרחץ או לבית הכברות אף על פי שכרוך במטפחת ונתון בתיק שלו ולא יקרא בו עד שירחיק דלת אמות מהמת או מבית הכברות או מבית הכיסא ולא יאחז ספר תורה בלא מטפחות. This is a direct quote from the Rambam. Says מרן סימן שין סמך זין הלכות אבל לא יהלך בבית הכברות או בתוך דלת אמות של מת ותפילין בראשו משום לועג לרש ואם הם מכוסים מותר. If it's covered, it's mutar even in a bet hakvarot and even within four amot of the mit. So says Maran. Now, what about let's
single or double covering?
Single. Now, says Maran. Yeah. לא יהלך בבית הכברות או בתוך דלת אמות של מת או של קבר וספר תורה בזרועו ויקרא בו או יתפלל. והוא הדין על פה אסור לקרוא. You also can't learn Torah שבעל פה. You can't learn oral Torah even by heart in a cemetery. אלא אם כן לכבוד המת כמו שנתבאר. Unless it's being done if a person standing next to a grave reading some פרקי תהילים, reading a few משניות or whatever it is לכבודו לעילוי נשמתו, זה מותר. But just my own learning in בית הכברות, what's the הלכה? No dice. Okay? Says the Rambam. Weiter. מי שמת לא מת שהוא חייב להתאבל עליו פטור מקריאת שמה עד שיקברנו. מפני שאין דעתו פנויה לקרות. ואם היה משמר את המת אף על פי שאינו מתו פטור מקריאת שמה. ואם היו השומרים שניים האחד משמר והשני נשמט למקום אחר וקורא וחוזר ומשמר ונשמט האחר וקורא. Like we said, we switch off. וכן החופר קבר למת פטור מקריאת שמה. Similarly, one who digs a grave for a deceased is patur from kriyat shema. Says Maran Simanayin Aleph, Hamshamer et amet afilo eno meto patur. If you're guarding a met, and we hold like the chachamim, it doesn't matter where it is, on dry land, on a boat, what's the halacha? You are patur from kriyat shema, even if it's not your deceased. Says Maran Vaiter, the next saif, Hayu shnayim meshamerin, ze meshamer, veze kore, ve'achar kach meshamer ze, ve'kore ze. Like the Rambam said. Shulchan Aruch, the in Yore De'a, המשמר את המת אפילו שאינו מתו, פטור מקריאת שמה, ומכל מצוות, ומכל מצוות האמורות בתורה, היו שיניים, זה משמר וזה קורה. Okay, Weiter, says the Rambam, המוליך עצמות ממקום למקום, the Gemara spoke about this as well, לא יתנם בדסקייה, וינחם על גבי חמורו, וירכב עליהם. You shouldn't put it in a sack and sit on it and ride on it, מפני שנוהג בהן מנהג ביזיון, ואם היה מתיירה, מפני הגנבים ומפני הליסטים מותר. And Tosfot said, what's the halakha with regards to Sefer Torah? We said Sefer Torah, the same thing. What about flinging it over your back? מותר. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, יורד דעת אב גימל. המוליך עצמות ממקום למקום, הרי זה לא יתנם בסק או בדסקייה ונחם על החמור וירכב עליהם מפני שנוהג בהם מנהג ביזיון. אבל אם מפשילו לאחוריו על החמור, שפיר דמה. Where did you get that from? Tosfot. ואם היה מתיירה מפני הגנבים והליסטים, מותר. מותר what? Even to sit on it. There's big מוסר from the Ramah over here for a second. Listen to this. הגה, והחי ייתן אל ליבו דברים של מיטה. דיספיד יספדונה. דיקבר יקבלונה. דיטעון יטעינה. דידל ידלונה. Which means, whatever you do for other deceased, if you go to their לוויות, right? If you do הספדים for them, if you bury them, other people will do for you. That's why the world is round. Make sure to participate in this mitzvot because that's what a person is going to get back. וגדל השלום שניתן לצדיק שבשעה שהצדיק נפטר שלוש כיתות של מלאכים נותנים לו שלום ואומרים יבוא שלום בילה המוות לנצח ומחר אדוני אלוהים דמעה מעל כל פנים. That's the final הלכה in Yore De'a, which also wraps up דינה ולות. Says the Rambam, היה מהלך ממקום למקום בספר תורה עמו, לא יניח ספר תורה בתוך השק ויניחנו על גבי החמור וירכב עליו. ואם היה מתפחד מן הגנבים, מותר. ואם אין שם פחד, מניחו בחיקו כנגד ליבו, והוא רוכב על הבהמה והולך. כל מי שיושב לפני ספר תורה, יושב בכובד ראש בהמה ופחד. If a person is sitting in the presence of a ספר תורה, you have to sit fearfully, especially when the ספר תורה is on the תיבה being read. Person has to sit ממש בפחד, שהוא העד הנאמן לכל באי עולם. This is the greatest witness to the whole world is the Sefer Torah Shneimar, Veha Yasham Bechal Le'ed V'Yichabedeu Kefi Kocho, show it honor as much as possible. Amru Chachamim Arishonim, Kol Hamechalel Et HaTorah Gufo Mechulal HaBeriot V'Kol Hamechabed Et HaTorah Gufo Mechubad Al HaBeriot. Nigmeru Hilchot Sefer Torah Berachamei Shamayim. That's the last halacha of the Rambam in Hilchot Sefer Torah. Person has to show tremendous honor and respect to the Sefer Torah. Says Maran, היה הולך ממקום למקום וספר תורה עמו, לא יניחנו בסק ויניחנו על גבי החמור, וירכב עליו, אלא מניחו בחיקו, כנגד לבו והוא רוכב על החמור. ואם היה מפחד מן הגנבים מותר, נקסט מרן, הרואה את המת ואינו מלווהו, עובר משום לועג לרש. If a person sees a deceased, a dead person, a person going to be buried, and he doesn't accompany him, right, he doesn't walk with him, he transgresses the לועג לרש. And says מרן, ובר נידוי הוא, and he's worthy of being excommunicated. Ulfachot yelavenu arba'a mo Pinchas, that's for you. Says Maran,
3,000 people around the kin. So you still walk in together with the crowd, is
four amot, and that's it. At least 4 amot.
As long as it's towards that.
Right. If you see a levaya procession, you must at least for 4 amot walk along.
The crowd, right?
Huh? Yeah. I mean, you don't have to
when you're driving
it says haroe tamid. If you can get out, you can get out. If you can't, it's mitzvah, mamash mitzvah, mitzvah. Even if you're far, there's no mitzvah to get mamash up close and personal with the, you know, with the mitah. Aval mikol makom walk shom kavod telave oto.
This is where we learn we're also supposed to escort the Sefer Torah as it goes in.
Well, not from here. There's no lo'ig larash to the Sefer Torah. Now says Maran HaShulchan Aruch, מותר להיכנס בבית הקברות והוא לבוש ציצית והוא שלא יהיה נגרל על הקברות. What do we see from the Gemara? Can you go into a cemetery with tzitzit? Yeah, as long as what? As long as it's not dragging on the graves. That was the story of the Gemara. אבל אם הוא נגרל על הקברות, אסור משום לועג לרש. באמת דברים אמורים בימיהם שהיו מטילים ציצית במלבוש שלובשים לצורך עצמם. This only applied in the times of the Amoraim, who put tzitziot on their clothing that they would wear, which means four-cornered garments that they would wear as clothing, they would put tzitziot on. That's when this din applies. אבל אנו שאין מכוונים בהם אלא לשם מצווה, אסור אפילו אינם נגררים. When a person's wearing tzitzit, he's not wearing it as clothing. What's he wearing it for? For the mitzvah. Over there, even if it's not dragging, what's the halacha? It's asur. ואני מין כשהציציות מגולין, אבל אם הם מחוסים, מותר. So, that's only, just like by tefillin we said, you can't walk into a cemetery with an arba amot, different opinions, whatever. The same thing is by tzitzit. You don't have to take off your tzitzit before you go in. You just have to make sure that what? That it is tucked in. Yeah.
It's done not to irritate the mat?
Yeah.
So, but how long they associated with the kever? Eventually, this mat is disconnected from here.
No, he's there. I mean, that's where they hover. They hover, yeah. His neshama hovers there all the time.
50 years, 60 years.
Yeah.
So we go pray there, yeah?
Yeah.
Tzaddik, I understand, connected to, but a regular person.
Yeah, still connected, yeah. And it's lo'eg larash, he sees and he gets upset. Weiter, says the Shulchan Aruch Weiter, מותר להיכנס לבית הקברות או לתוך 4 אמות של מת או קבר והוא לבוש ציצית והוא שלא יהיה נגרל לקבר, אבל אם נגרל אסור משום לא יגלרש, באמת דברים אמורים במהם שהם מטילים ציציות במלבוש שלובשים לצורך עצמן, אבל היא עדנה שאין לנו לובשים אותו אלא לשם מצווה, אסור אפילו לנהם גרעים, ואני מילה כשציציות מגולים, אבל אם הם מחוסים מותר. You see the pattern of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, they will quote identical halachot in different contexts. When this halachot, what does it have to do with? It has to do with tzitzit. It has to do with avel. It has to do with sefer Torah. It has to do with bet hakvarot. So they will mention these halachot again and again in multiple contexts, so that you get the halacha every time. Ad kan. We'll see some musar. Baruch Adonai la'olam. Amen.